Good morning and happy Sunday. Happy Lord's Day to all of you. It is June the 9th in the year of our Lord 2024. And we're here gathered today in many respects with many of you before you're going to church. Others may join later, but let's just prepare our hearts to meet with the body of Christ today. The supernatural house of God being built of living stones, built together, holy nation, kingdom of priests, to do the work of declaring the praises of Him who called us out of darkness and into His marvelous light. That's what we need, I think, before we get to church, is we need a sanctified, a holy imagination of exactly what this is, what we're going to do, and who we're going to meet with. So easy to fall into the ruts of slumber, and it's just another day to go and do the thing, you know, make the donuts. All right, let's get started this morning. These Sundays, we are celebrating the Psalms, the prayer book of the Bible, and we have some real gifts to help us with this. Timothy, Dr. Timothy and Julie Tennant have worked for the past decade to put together a metrical psalter, and we're going to sing today. So if you do have our metrical psalter resource book, get it handy. And you'll see at the bottom of the email today, there's a link that will link us right into that online in Psalm chapter 8. We'll sing it together. But Dr. Tim Tennant, he wrote a book of meditations on all of these psalms. And they're these two books. They're companion books. And we're going through his meditation on Psalm 8 today. He is the president of Asbury Theological Seminary. He'll soon be leaving, but he and Julie have been there for well over a decade, and boy, have they done a fabulous job of leading our seminary. And they're going to continue to lead us in these psalms Sunday after Sunday. But before we get going here, let's just focus our hearts. Sunday's a different day. So why don't we turn our attention to the Lord Jesus Christ? We won't pray our prayer of consecration. As a way of consecrating ourselves today, let's sing that chorus, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." Are you ready? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Again, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Hear now the word of the Lord from Psalm chapter 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings, that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Psalm 8 gives us the proper perspective on life. On the one hand, as bearers of the image of God, we have been exalted above the entire created order. He has crowned us with glory and honor, verse 5, and created us to rule over the works of our hands, verse 6. The whole created order, including flocks and herds, birds of the air, and fish of the sea, have all been placed under our feet. On the other hand, we are part of the created order, and nothing compares to His eternal and uncreated majesty and glory. Indeed, how majestic is your name in all the earth, verse 1. Most of our misery occurs when we either fail to recognize His eternal majesty, or we fail to see how the image of God has given us a unique role as stewards over all creation. Some people overreach, thinking that humans are like God. Others underreach, thinking that we are no different from the animals. One of the ironies in the naturalistic atheists is that they have the capacity to ask eternal questions, but accept the verdict that they are mere animals by denying the very transcendence inherently revealed in the questions they ponder. The New Testament gives us an even deeper perspective on the psalm when we listen to this act of praise through the lens of Christ. For in the incarnation, God has placed Jesus as the head of the new redeemed humanity. From our perspective, Psalm 8 shows how exalted we are. From the perspective of Christ, Psalm 8 is the story of His condescension into the human race through the incarnation. Although Jesus is the second person of the Trinity, co-equal, co-eternal, and consubstantial with God the Father, He nevertheless entered into the human race for our sake. By taking on humanity, Jesus was made, quote, a little lower than the heavenly beings. Verse 5. See also Hebrews 2, verses 6 through 8. And by that showed us the full depth of God's glory, humility, and love. When Jesus entered into the human race, we probably expected Him to avenge our enemies through an exertion of God's power in defeating all those opposed to Him. However, in the mystery of the incarnation, He faced His foes not with power, but with vulnerability and humility. When Jesus entered Jerusalem and the temple for His final passion, death, and resurrection, it was not the religious rulers, but the children who sang, "Hosanna to the Son of David." Jesus noticed this and quoted Psalm 8 to the chief priests and to the teachers of the law. Have you never read, "From the lips of children and infants you have ordained praise"? That's Matthew 21:16. This act foreshadowed the whole cross, whereby God's weakness is greater than all human strength. Well, thank you, Tim Tennant, for that reflection. Now, today, we're going to do something a little bit different, and I'm so happy about it. We're going to sing this psalm. You know, we started with a spiritual song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Every day, we sing hymns on the wake-up call. Now, we're going to sing a psalm. That kind of completes the trifecta of New Testament worship, psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, the text says. Okay, now, this is a metrical psalter. That means that what Tim and Julie did was they took the words of the psalm, Psalm 8, in all 150, and they arranged them in a poetic form, in a metrical, like, you know, syllables, eight, however many syllables per line. And those arrangements fit a variety of hymn tunes. Like today, we're going to sing the hymn tune, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee, also known as Ode to Joy. So we're going to sing Psalm 8 in the metrical Psalter version that they have created. We're going to sing it to the tune of Ode to Joy. And if like I said earlier, maybe you have the book, the metrical Psalter book, this will be the time to get it. It's kind of like a supplement to a hymnal in a way. Or if you don't have it, you can click on the link at the bottom of today's email and get to the page where the words are. So it's the same essence that we see in the actual psalm. It's just been arranged to fit the metrical form so that we can sing it to the tune together. This is how the church has been singing psalms for centuries now. Okay, here we go. Lord, our Lord, majestic is your name throughout the whole wide earth. You display and set your splendor o'er the heavens which show your worth. From the mouths of infant children, you establish strength and praise. Make the enemy and vengeful cease before your wondrous ways. When I see your glorious heavens, moon and stars which you ordain, what is man that you regard him, son of man, with care maintain? Yet you made him slightly lower than the angels high above, crowning him with glory, honor, just beneath the God of love. You made him to rule creation, put all things beneath his feet, sheep and oxen, beasts and cattle, birds of heaven and fish of sea, all that swim within the pathways of the sea declare your worth. Lord, our Lord, majestic is your name throughout the whole wide earth. How about that? That is fascinating. Well, we did it, gang. We sang the psalm, Psalm 8. And boy, I think we're ready for church now. I do want to point out, again, that if you want to get these resources, a lot of you have gotten a hymnal. You could go to Seedbed. It's linked in the email today. You can see there are two books. They companion with each other. They're beautifully done. They're kind of a red cloth-bound cover. There is The Meditative Journey Through the Psalms. That's what we're going over each Sunday in the entry. from Dr. Timothy Tennant. And then the companion book is the Metrical Psalter. And that's got all 150 psalms and the tune, the various tunes that work. And then, of course, there's the website where we have all the tunes that you can sing all the psalms to, psalm by psalm by psalm, and that's linked in the website. So, you know, just a closing comment here on Psalm 8. Psalm 8, I've spent some time with it this year, and it's just really, I've really been challenged. Oftentimes, Christian theology spends a lot of time, and rightfully so, on answering the question, who are we and whose are we? But there's a bigger question, I think, or maybe it's at least as big. What are we? What are we as the image bearers of Almighty God? And when you read Psalm 8, you begin to get a sense, a glimpse. He has made us a little lower than the angels and crowned us with glory and honor. He has put the whole creation underneath our dominion. We are remarkable, remarkable beings. And because of sin, we have allowed ourselves just to slouch and to slump and to live far beneath the nature of what He has created us to be in this world. It's astonishing. We're made in the very image of God. We're made to live eternally. We're made to relate to God. I've been doing some reading on the human brain. I don't have time to get into it, and it's Sunday, and we got to get ready for church. But oh my gosh, we're made for union with the divine. Okay, I'll stop there. It's been good to be with you this morning. Let's go now to the house of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We'll look forward to seeing you at the house today. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.